Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Services Chief Gary Fronick said the grass and brush fires have been low this year, but there have been a few more structure fires, including the biosolids building fire at the wastewater treatment plant. He said it was a very toxic fire because of all the
plastics and rubber and that type of thing that were in there smoldering and burning and consuming the atmosphere. But visibility is like blank, it's like total darkness. And we have a couple guys on staff that belong to the treatment plant and work for the city of Northfield, and they knew the layout of the building, which I think was a benefit for us, so that they kind of knew it blindfolded, so to speak.
Fronick added,
plastic is like condensed fuel is what it is, and very, very acrid and toxic smelling smoke. So we really had to watch ourselves for our breathing and that type of thing.
They also had to wash their gear due to the carcinogens in that type of fire. The department has a commercial washer dryer at the fire station. The Northfield Middle School will have another 47 parking spaces. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman said the maintenance and projects planning started last December for the summer. As for the parking at the middle school, he added,
we removed two of the islands that are part of the drop-off loop, replanted the trees that were there elsewhere within the district.
It won't affect pick-up and drop-off, but will help parents with quick drop-offs of items for students who forgot something, and those with mobility issues will have a place to park close to the building. Also this summer, the new tennis courts at the high school were redone and will be open on Monday. As for security, high school classrooms can now be locked from the inside. A Northfield man with reportedly three times the legal limit blood alcohol content was jailed on Tuesday evening after police were called on a domestic disturbance at Greenvale Place Apartments. While en route, dispatch said they were cut off. According to the complaint, 52-year-old Ronald Paul Krensky got upset with the reporting party because she wouldn't give him one of her beers. It escalated with pushing and threatening. That's when she called 911. Krensky then pulled the cord out of the wall. When officers arrived, he'd gone back to his own apartment in the building. They observed slurred speech and he smelled strongly of alcohol. He admitted to much of what happened, but then he reached over to a table and said, "Here, I got a good one for you," and pulled out a large butcher-style knife and held it up in the air. He was then taken into custody. At the jail, it was determined his blood alcohol was 0.247. He's charged with interfering with an emergency call and misdemeanor assault of the woman. His initial court appearance is August 8th. And a Northfield man pled guilty yesterday to fifth-degree drug possession and third-degree DWI after harassing female employees at the Northfield McDonald's. On June 9th, 31-year-old Carlos Vasquez offered cocaine to an employee in the drive-thru, which was closed. When police arrived, he was at the second window yelling at another employee. Vasquez blew a .18 at the scene. An open can of beer was half-drank, and officers found a small amount of cocaine in his wallet. His sentencing is scheduled for August 27th. He remains in the Rice County Jail. News from around the state is next.